Institutions of all stripes are out of control. The federal government has become overbearing, intrusive, and dictatorial, and should be dismantled if there's any hope of America surviving. From vax mandates to collusion with media companies to censor and propagandize, the state is not a swamp, it's a sewer. The educational system is not dissimilar. In many cases, teachers or educators, as they demand to be called, have usurped parental authority. They endorse and utilize racist policies for everything from admissions to grading. And that leaves corporate America, which since forever was at the mercy of consumers. But not anymore. Thanks to crony capitalism, scumbag lobbyists, and whore politicians, corporations are now making demands on customers. Outrageous demands. So what's the most repulsive, woke, arrogant corporation? One that should not merely be avoided. It should be shit-talked, negatively reviewed, and ultimately driven out of business. It's that fucking evil. Which is it? Hang on. I'll tell you.
The Safari Park.
You're killing me, Larry!
Larry. Fucking Larry.
Larry from That Larry Show.
For men with balls.
Take off your pants.
Larry, get into bed now.
Larry.
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 I recently did something I've not done since the start of the Wuhan flu pandemic. I took a plane flight. I avoided those during the COVID circus because there was no way I was going to spend hours masked in a flying tube. So I either did not travel, or if I did, I drove myself. That included 7 or 8 transcontinental trips, every one of which was fantastic. The first was the best because we had the roads all to ourselves. Very, very few passenger cars. It seemed John Q. Public was mostly holed up in the basement with Biden and Chris Cuomo. Truckers were on the roads, though, God bless them. They were considered essential workers. Though not so much in Canada, where Justin Castro Jr., declared them not only non-essential but enemies of the state, and froze their bank accounts when they didn't kowtow to him and his hideous, repulsive, grimbo sidekick, Chrystia Freeland. What a shit show. That's what you get when you elect a commie manlet. Air travel has not improved. Same surly attitude from the TSA, same upsell at every turn. If you bought into all the airline upsells, your ticket price might double. Same who gives a fuck attitude about luggage. When we exited the plane, we were at the carousel before a single bag came down the chute. Because Sam Brinton is not the only bag snatcher out there. Not that anyone would want my bag, it's cheap and beat up. Soon, we stood alone. At midnight, in Tallahassee's deserted airport, minus one bag. What do? There was a little office for Delta with a woman behind the desk, but the American Airline office was locked and dark. Nothing on the door, no phone number to call, no URL to visit, just, "We're closed. Tough shit. Go away." I asked the woman in the Delta office for help, and she suggested I head for the ticket counter and bang on the door behind the counter. On my way there, I passed a dude with a yellow vest and ear protection. He must have been from ramp service. Told him what was going on, and he said he would make a call. A long time went by. Finally, some guy came ambling up the concourse. He opened up the American office and fired up a computer. I had saved the barcode sticker from the tags they put on my luggage. He punched in the numbers, and told me the bag had arrived at the airport, suggested it may have been taken by someone else. I assured him that was impossible. My daughters and I stood at the mouth of that conveyor belt and saw every bag that slid onto the carousel. Mine had not been one of them. But I could see he was not convinced because, in 2023, in corporate America, the customer is always wrong. I assured him my bag had never made it to the carousel. It was somewhere between that Airbus 321 and the carousel. By the way, that Airbus is a shit plane, much more cramped and uncomfortable than the Boeing 737 we caught on the return flight. I guess he finally did believe me because he made a couple of calls, and eventually that carousel began to spin, and after a while it vomited forth my luggage. Next step, an Uber to the hotel. I'd not used an Uber in quite some time. The driver got lost on the way to the airport, but okay, everyone makes mistakes. She arrived and was pleasant. We talked a bit about Tallahassee and Florida. She was originally from the West and began to make several statements about the state and its cities, but oddly, she edited herself in mid-sentence. This happened several times. It was weird. She'd just clip a phrase and lapse into silence as if somebody with an earpiece was telling her to shut up. I wondered if she had some kind of speech pathology, some variation of Tourette's or something. But as I like to say, there are no mysteries, and hers would soon be solved. The next day I received an email from Uber. White typeface and a black background, very serious. I'm going to parse this thing as we go with the help of my old friend Minerva and her infallible bullshit detector. Here's what the email said.
Everyone deserves to feel safe and respected.
Bullshit.
No, everyone does not deserve to feel safe and respected. Customers deserve a safe ride because they're paying for it. But that's in the hands of the driver, isn't it? Now, about respect, nobody deserves respect. Respect must be earned. Respect is a small step from admiration, so Uber needs to replace respect with maybe the word courtesy, maybe civility, huh?
We're asking everyone who uses Uber to recommit to our Uber community guidelines. Just open the app and accept.
Bullshit.
What do you mean, recommit? I never committed to anything in the first place. The only thing I need to commit to is to pay the bill with a valid credit card. And what community? You're not a community, you're a fucking corporation. We're not friends, we're not neighbors, we don't attend the same church or school. There is no community. In fact, Uber, when my ass is in one of your taxis, technically, you're working for me. You are my employee. Imagine a plumber, or electrician, or painter coming to your house, describing himself as a community, and demanding you accept his guidelines before he begins the job.
We're working to make Uber a welcoming place for everyone. That's why we're asking every rider, driver, and courier to accept our community guidelines, to agree to Uber's guidelines and get back on the road. Open your Uber app and tap I accept.
Bullshit.
Now what could that mean? To get back on the road. So I got curious and tried to open the Uber app. And what should pop up but a notice in about 40-point typeface?
Accept Uber's guidelines. To ride, you'll need to accept Uber's guidelines.
And there's a big black button to tap, commanding,
accept now.
At the top of this fucking digital dictum is a repulsive cartoon of three profiles drawn in that corporate Memphis style, also known as big tech art. When you see it, you know you're looking at commie shit. It was developed for, guess who? Facebook. It's also frequently used in those stupid Google Doodles celebrating birthdays of people who are usually meaningless, but Google venerates because they supported some commie cause. Corporate Memphis sucks. It's lame. It's depressing. It's dystopian. It's shit. I've not used Google in years, but I just had a look at the bottom of their homepage. They claim to be carbon neutral since 2007. How interesting, because it doesn't take too many clicks to discover Google's main corporate jet is a 767, and their top three execs own a total of 8 private jets. Maybe they're all solar-powered, But back to Uber. What are those guidelines they demand I accept? If you go to uber.com/legal, you find some pretty disturbing information. And as you get into it, you soon realize these guidelines are written by PC woke assholes. Probably an entire team of PC woke assholes, all with Stanford law degrees. Shit like this.
Our guidelines were developed to help make every experience feel safe, respectful, and positive. They apply to everyone who uses Uber's platform. In some instances, our guidelines apply to conduct outside the Uber Marketplace platform, including, but not limited to, information from other platforms.
Holy shit. If Uber doesn't approve of your behavior on
other platforms,
they're gonna put you in the corner. Ooh, Uber, I'm shaking. This dictatorial diarrhea goes on.
Not following any one of our guidelines can constitute a material breach or violation of the terms of your agreement with Uber and may result in the loss of access to be part or all of the Uber Marketplace platform.
This shit, and it is shit, reminds me of an old joke.
Good afternoon and welcome to Lufthansa Flight 666 service to Dusseldorf. We expect a smooth journey today amid a slight tailwind. We shall be cruising at 66,000 feet at an airspeed of 518 knots, translating to roughly 960 kilometers per hour. So please, keep your seatbelt loosely fastened, relax, and we shall have a pleasant flight.
If you obey orders!
The Uber drivel continues with their three pillars of guidelines.
1. Treat everyone with respect. Our community is remarkably diverse, and chances are you may meet people who may look different from you, think different than you.
But if they think differently from Uber gonna ban your ass.
2. Help keep one another safe.
Yeah, let's talk about safety. In 2019, before the numbers were skewed by COVID, Uber received almost 4,000 reports of sexual assault. 247 of those reports were rape, and 92% of the victims were passengers, according to CNN reporting on Uber's own data. Then the Brooks Law Group says that Uber vehicles were involved in 97 fatal crashes between 2017 and 2018, leading to 107 deaths. Of that number, 21% of the crash victims were the rider, 21% the driver, and the remaining 58% were third parties. I guess the takeaway from that is, pedestrians, you see that Uber logo? Take cover. Uber has lots more instructions on your behavior.
Do not ask personal questions. Do not comment on appearance. Do not flirt. Uber has a no-sex rule, regardless of whether you know the person or they give you their consent.
No wonder the Uber driver who picked us up at the airport was clipping her sentences. She was petrified of saying anything that might have angered the Uber behavior Nazis. What their asswipe guidelines are saying is, sit down and shut up. How welcoming. In any institution, the tone is invariably set at the top. This nation is an institution, and America has never been more polarized, angry, and violent than right now, because there's an angry, divisive, deceitful, bigoted prick in the White House. So of course the nation has become a shit show. That same rule applies to corporations. Uber's CEO is named Dara. That's odd. I've met a few Daras. They were always female. He runs a company that has earned my contempt. I'd imagine Dara has also earned the contempt, if not hatred, of Uber stockholders. The company's an investor's nightmare. It has never made a profit. Pop Uber into your favorite search engine. See what you get. They're under criminal investigations, using predatory business practices, flouting local laws, underpaying drivers, many allegations of outright ripping them off. So I will not be accepting Uber's community guidelines. On the contrary, Uber must accept my virtual foot up its woke ass. You're not banning me, Uber. I'm banning you. That's how commerce works, Dara. Maybe they didn't teach him that at Brown. I would urge everyone listening to avoid Uber. Lyft is an okay alternative. The day after my Uber ride, I took a Lyft and the driver didn't seem afraid to hold a conversation. And I did not receive an email from Lyft demanding I accept their religion to use their service. But I took a look at Lyft's financial record and it's not profitable either. Maybe the whole concept is flawed. Maybe the format is a failed experiment. Growing up in New York City, I took a shitload of taxis. Every ride was an adventure. Over the years and hundreds of rides, drivers told me their life stories. Cried their eyes out about lost wives, told me politically incorrect jokes that were gut-bustingly funny, played pornography on video screens, offered me cigars, booze, drugs, hookers, winked in the rearview mirror as they watched me make out with my girlfriends. It was fantastic. When I was 19 or so, a pal and I decided to cut school for a couple days and hop a flight to Miami. We had plenty of cash, but made a major miscalculation. Car rental companies then would not do business with under 25s. We hailed a cab to take us to the dog races at Flagler. The driver was a cool dude, retired from New York and had recently lost his wife. He said he had a great pension and just drove to keep busy. He asked if he could tag along with us to Flagler. We said sure. For 2 days, that dude drove us everywhere for free. Why? He was lonesome and we all got along great, even though we were 30 or 40 years apart. Without him, Miami would have been a bust. Instead, it was a blast. Now Dara and Uber want me to sit down and shut up and swear fealty before I can even use their shit service. They can fuck right off. One of the greatest story songs of all time is called Taxi. Written and recorded by Harry Chapin, it was a monster hit and had an amazing piece of poetry with a bizarre music bridge done by a fat guy playing a cello as he sang in falsetto. Utterly original, it's the story of a cab driver who picks up a passenger who turns out to be his former lover. They broke up so she could be an actress and he could learn to fly. By song's end, he realizes they both got their wish as she acts like she's happy, and he flies in his taxi by getting stoned. It's one of the most haunting songs you'll ever hear. Just beautiful. Yellow taxis were wonderful rolling incubators that sparked relationships, inspired films, books, music, comedic routines. Uber has managed to remove all humanity from the experience of sharing a ride. Another casualty of soul-killing digital douchebags. Fuck Uber. Let's root for its destruction. Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. Stop by the homepage at thatlarryshow.com for more content and commentary. If you enjoyed what you just heard, click that Patreon or PayPal button while you're there and help support the show. If that's not in your budget, then post about it on social media, email a link to friends, leave a 5-star review wherever you download. It all helps, and it's all appreciated. If you want to write, it's thatlarryshow@gmail.com. I get quite a bit of email, so I don't always answer immediately, but I do always answer. My friends, when dealing with any corporation, remember the golden rule. The guy with the gold rules, and that guy or girl is you. If we all close ranks and use Uber alternatives, Uber crashes and burns. I'll see you next Wednesday or thereabouts. And until that time, take no shit.